Welcome to the Voice of Charity podcast. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charities. For Catholic Charities, one of the most important holiday projects on the list is the annual Celebration of Giving. For more than 75 years, the Celebration of Giving has provided gifts and basic household needs to economically challenged families. And we're excited to do the program once again this year and talk about it on the Voice of Charity. Noreen Russo is the director of the Celebration of Giving program in Cook County, and Katie Breedeman and I are talking with Noreen about this year's effort to bring a bit of Christmas magic to families in our area. Let's start about the inspiring story behind this, right? Remind our audience how this great tradition began.
So as you said earlier, Phil, the program has been running for more than 75 years. It's on its 76th year this year. And in 1947, parents who adopted children from St. Vincent's Orphanage gathered together to buy presents for children that had not been adopted yet. So pretty cool history. The program's like expanded over the years. So it's now all Catholic Charities clients can participate. And it's just an awesome opportunity to help our clients get some joy in the Christmas season.
So, you know, and obviously St. Vincent's Orphanage has a distinct history as part of the elements that make Catholic Charities what it is today. We've talked about that on previous Voice of Charity shows, and always a stimulating topic. More on back to the Voice of Charity. How many gifts did you guys distribute in this project last year?
Over 15,000 gifts are distributed to all the individuals, gifts and household items. So it's an amazing, it's a lot of gifts and a lot of logistics go into that, but it's so important that our clients get gifts, and it brings so much joy that it's an awesome program, and I feel honored to be part of it.
You and 15,000 gifts, that's quite a bit to manage.
Well, and I think what makes it so special, it's not just randomly giving people gifts. Catholic Charities, and you're leading this effort, Noreen, goes to the trouble of making sure that we find out in the families that we're supporting, you know, how many children do they have? What are their ages? Can you talk a little bit more about how this program is logistically coordinated, Noreen? Because it's quite impressive.
Sure. Yeah. So every program has the opportunity to fill out forms and let us know who is part of the programs and who they want to receive gifts during the holiday season. So, so just like you said, Katie, they can get all their kids on their list gifts, and it's a huge feat. They all turn in their forms, and then we kind of organize in the background all the programs and families. So we have over 300 families this year that we will be sponsoring, and over 30 some programs that we'll be sponsoring, just the kids that are part of the program. So
Noreen, I'm not sure you're doing justice to the work that's done in analyzing every single case that happens here and then matching up as best you possibly can with their wish list of items. It's truly spectacular. It's spreadsheet upon spreadsheet upon spreadsheet. And there's so much going on there. One of the things that we manage at Catholic Charities is that there's two of these programs, actually. There's one for Cook County, and there's one for Lake County. And they run similarly, but they're different and distinct. And there's great opportunity and collaboration between both of these programs. Share the key contact information for anybody that wants to get involved with the Cook County program, and if you can, contact information for the Lake County program.
Sure. So you can visit CatholicCharities.net/celebration to learn more about Celebration of Giving, or you can call 312-655-6000. 7401 in Cook County. And in Lake County, you can call 847-782-4210 or email cog@catholiccharities.net.
Great. And we'll aim to repeat those numbers, those contact numbers, at the end of the show. But always cog@catholiccharities.net will get you to either of those programs, and we'll make sure that your email gets up there. So let's talk about the fundamentals of donating to the program. What are the different ways that our audience, our listening audience, can donate gifts to the celebration of giving in Cook County?
So there's a couple different ways. Thanks, Phil, for bringing that up. There is wish lists, which are on our website that I just mentioned at CatholicCharities/celebration. So Building Blocks, a local toy shop in the Chicagoland area, has a wish list up on their website. And then Amazon, Walmart, and Target also, we have wish lists up on their websites. You can literally go. It's super easy. Go to the link and then buy whatever gift you want to give, and it goes directly to us. So that's the easiest way to give. And then you can also sponsor a family, or another great way to participate in Celebration of Giving is you can get your family and friends, or your business or colleagues, to do a toy shower. So buy like a bunch of toys for a program. So those are the three main ways to get involved. And then also you can reach out, and if you want to volunteer, we'd love to use your time as well.
Yeah, so. Because it's not just the gifts, it's a Herculean manpower, person power, woman power effort here as well too.
Well, and so, yeah. Noreen, we know that the Celebration of Giving is in full gear right now, the Lake County and the Cook County programs. What is the concluding date, though, that all toys, anybody wants to participate, what's the concluding date that everybody has to have in the back of their mind? Because it doesn't go all the way up to Christmas, right?
Yeah, thanks, Katie, for reminding everyone that. So we'd like to get all gifts in by December 4th. So again, that's December 4th. That way gives us time to like organize the toys and get them out to the program. So.
And so as Noreen mentioned, you can go to CatholicCharities.net/celebration and see more details about our drop-off sites and the dates where, you know, you can always drop things off in the lobby of our regional offices, but the specific drop-off dates and locations for where the toys are going directly, you know, that's all on our website, as Noreen said. So we invite everyone to please go and learn more about that. And you know, I just wonder if you could talk a little bit more about the wonderful partners. You've mentioned Building Blocks. They have been amazing. A small toy store here in Chicago. They've been amazing to Catholic Charities every year. Before it went online, right? They would have shopping days where people can go and just you know, get in the Christmas spirit as they're giving to others. You know, can you talk a little bit more about those partners and how grateful we've been that they've owned this in such a significant way in the recent years?
Yeah, thanks. There's so many people who are so supportive of Celebration of Giving. From Building Back Blocks and our partners like that put up wish lists, but partners that are companies that sponsor whole families, parishes, they are amazing. There's some parishes that are sponsoring 50 families. I know another one was sponsoring 28 families. So it's amazing how people come together to make Christmas happen and joy happen for so many people.
For so many Catholic Charities programs, Katie and I often talk about this. It takes a village. This is truly exemplary of one of those projects, that annual projects that it truly requires. It doesn't just take, it requires a village. And we're so grateful for your leadership on this, Noreen. Noreen, what are some of the most popular gifts requested and then popular gifts donated?
You know, I I've been looking through those forms, as you said. There's a lot of them, Phil. I've seen Hot Wheels, science kits, board games, Barbies, of course. I think Barbies will be probably pretty popular this year with that movie out.
Oh, right.
Right.
I saw something with Mario Kart. I was laughing because I'm like, all this stuff is from when I was a kid. Coming back around. It's interesting, too, to see on the sponsor family sheets, a lot of them just want hats and gloves and, you know, basic things that we don't, that we take for granted sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. So Noreen, it's and people donating the gifts, it's we're aiming for not used gifts. This is new, right? It's not like, oh, we play this for 5 years, we don't use it anymore. We want new items because it does help in that entire lifting up the spirit of giving a child or a family something that's new and not used, right?
Exactly. So a new, unopened, unwrapped gift is what we're looking for. And as you said, it's just the dignity and the respect to give them something that's new and fresh and that we, you know, would give our own kids on Christmas morning. So,
and Noreen, you also mentioned to me that for anyone who is buying gifts for young adults, gift cards, right, are really popular because then the young adults can go and purchase something that they're really looking for themselves, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Katie, for bringing that up. Teens are a little harder to purchase for. And so a lot of times they're just asking for a gift card so they can go get what they want. Then the joy of kids opening toys. I've been to so many Christmas parties that programs have thrown after they've gotten their gifts. And, oh, man, the joy in the room to see kids opening gifts and so excited and hopeful and just that peace for a moment through the gifts is unreal. So I'm super grateful for everyone who volunteers their time, gives however that may be. To support this awesome program.
Noreen, thank you so much for being on the show today and reminding us how rewarding it can be to be a part of this incredible tradition in Chicago. Again, we invite everybody to visit catholiccharities.net/celebration to learn more. In Cook County, 312-655-7401. In Lake County, 847-782-4210.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of Charity podcast. You can catch us weekly Tuesday mornings on WNDZ 750 AM or watch our live stream on YouTube or Facebook at Catholic Chicago. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charities.